History of the Castle. Belvere Castle is without doubt one of the most original and iconic buildings ever constructed in the history of Mallorca. The castle was built between 1300 and 1311 by direct order of King James II of Mallorca and is located about 3 kilometres from the city centre on a 112-metre-high hill. The enclosure was built to very specific and original plans. It is a perfectly circular-shaped Gothic building constructed around a circular courtyard with 4 large towers orientated towards the 4 cardinal points. The main tower in the north is separated from the rest of the edifice, while the other towers are attached to the main structure. Although research has been carried out on previous examples of circular castles that could have served as inspiration for Belvere, all evidence indicates that this Majorcan construction is both innovative and genuine. We know from the Belvere Castle Works Book, which contains the payments made to the workers hired for the construction of the building, as well as the costs for materials, that the works were directed by Pere Salvat, or at least he was the most highly paid person involved. Also noteworthy is the figure of Pons d'Escoy, who was very active during these years both in Mallorca and in Perpignan, where he participated in the works of the city palace. The construction of Belvere Castle was the result of a planned, organised defence initiative by the Royal House of Mallorca. The hilltop provided an excellent vantage point to control the threat of outsiders by both land and sea. Belvere was also conceived as a fortress palace where the rulers could take refuge in case of danger. Nonetheless, despite its defensive purpose, the castle interior was tastefully elegant and refined, worthy of a royal residence and ideal for the leisure of those privileged to inhabit within. After serving as a royal residence, Belvere accommodated the main authorities of the island for many years. It also occasionally began to be used as a prison. After the War of the Spanish Succession, the castle became one of the island's main prisons. It was a particularly useful place for silencing the voices of the people who had considerable political and social influence at the time. It also kept them isolated. Important figures such as the enlightened intellectual Gaspar Melchor de Jovellanos, the astronomer and politician Francesc Aragó, or the liberal General Luis de Lassi were sent to Belvere. During the Spanish Civil War, 1936 to 1939, the castle lived the saddest and bitterest moments of its history, with the imprisonment of over 800 Republican champions of the legitimate, democratically elected government. For more than 700 years, the castle has lived the most glorious, tumultuous, sad and cruel pages of our history. Speaking of the castle, Jovellanos said, "Our misfortunes afforded it some sad renown. The history of Belvere Castle is the history of Mallorca. It reveals and synthesizes perfectly all the historical and political events that have taken place on the island in recent periods. The castle is enveloped in an atmosphere of charming mysticism. The sombre caves, secret passages, wicked witches and Marian apparitions all add to the folk imagination of an atmosphere that is in itself already quite astounding."